The Dow Chemical merger with DuPont will drastically change a staple of First State business for more than two centuries. WHYY's Mark Eichmann has more from the Delaware desk.
Since 1802, DuPont has been a major player in Delaware and beyond. But now, pending regulatory approval, DuPont will merge with Dow Chemical and be known as Dow DuPont. That merged company is then expected to be split into three separate entities. Just where those three entities will be headquartered and how many people they will employ is still unknown.
They will not be making that decision for quite a while.
That's Delaware Governor Jack Markell, who says he's been in touch with company leaders about keeping workers in the First State. DuPont's history here is well known. Less known, Dow has had a manufacturing facility in Newark since 1969.
So they know what a business-friendly environment we have, and we're going to obviously continue to have those conversations about what it is that we can do to make sure that we continue to have a great environment for them to grow.
For over 100 years, DuPont was led by a member of the DuPont family. That streak ended in 1967 when Lamont DuPont Copeland stepped down. His grandson, Charlie Copeland, now leads Delaware's Republican Party.
It is a sad day. There's no doubt about that.
Copeland, who was once a state senator, says DuPont's plans to cut 10% of the global workforce ahead of the merger is a bad sign for Delaware employees and the state economy.
I think it's catastrophic for Delaware. The state revenues are already in a crisis mode. They're looking at a $200 million potential deficit this year alone. It is just another but a bigger nail into the Delaware economy coffin.
From the Delaware desk, I'm Mark Eichmann, WHYY News.